4WWZ Nodal.
4WWZ, this is KO4. WTQ.
Yes, sir. I don't believe I've ever talked to you before. Nice to meet you.
Greg.
Evening, Greg.
At Greer, South Carolina, where you at?
I am in Greenville, just about to come on the Rosa Mountain Road. And I'm about to head back home from a 10-hour day of work. You're definitely right. It's 10, by the way. Charlie Hotel Alpha, November. Sorry I didn't tell you that before. How's your day doing, Greg?
Hear that quite right. How's my what?
How has your day been?
He's been pretty good.
What'd you do all day?
Right now, I got back problems, so I took a mile and a half walk this morning, and I'll probably take another one, mile and a half this evening here when it cools down.
That's good.
I'm starting to feel better.
I'm glad. It gets really hot out.
I'm retired from the FAA, but I got my captain's license. As soon as my back's good, I'm going to be looking for a boat captain's job, something like sea tow or something.
To be a pilot.
Electronics, the mainframe computers, and software.
So did you do that on airplanes, or did you just do it in, like, traffic control towers?
Control towers, Indianapolis Center and Miami Center.
Well, that's some pretty big airports, I guarantee it. Thinking about possibly trying to get my pilot's license, but it costs a lot of money.
That probably costs more than this board.
Definitely more than the amateur radio license for that. Currently, I'm a technician, but I'm studying to get my general upgrade.
You know, that's really easy to do. I'm trying to think. Oh, I got a name of a website if you want to sign up for the course, because it's awesome.
I'm driving right now, so it may not be very easy for me to write down the name of the website. Maybe once I get to my home PTH and I'm designated in the driveway, maybe I'll take a minute to get that from you.
Remember, though.
I know it.
Let me find it.
Proud of that.
Hey, I got my extra class, but, you know, because of my electronics background, I knew 50%, and the other 25% are forgot. And the other 25% I didn't know. Anyway, the name of this is Ham Radio Prep. So it's hamradioprep.com.
I've used that before. Thank you very much, because I really appreciate it.
You need some time on your hands, though, and I saw how that was easy for me, though, because I had just retired, and I got my extra class pretty quick.
How long have you been a ham radio operator?
Yeah, 4 months.
Wow, that's really impressive. I've been one since March. What got you in the ham radio, sir? I know you said you have an electronic background, but how did you get into the hobby?
Vietnam War was going, and assigned up to the Air Force is electronics. I worked used to work avionics on aircraft, all the ADF I've had. We are Tech English, so phone log guys are Mark Beacon, airborne radar and all that. So then I worked electronics for like 30 years. So it's kind of something I wanted to do, but when they had that code on there early, I never adapted to the code.
Morse code?
Yeah, CW. Now I got the time, maybe I'd like to do something like that. Cause one guy did mention to me, I thought was really interesting, one hand said, with CW, talk all over the world because it's English. which is just 5 watts.
I've never heard of the JZSP5. I'll have to look that one up.
For a little bit, I don't know, probably a half a year.
It's the JZSP65R, is what you're talking about?
Handheld FT5D.
I see now. Never
mind.
I know what that is.
Very good at all until I put the diamond antenna on it.
Yeah, rubber butts just don't get out good enough. For a while. I mean, if you make an antenna to go on the radio, it should work.
I get 3 dB more out with this diamond antenna.
Definitely help. There's a mobile radio. It's the Yaesu SP2900, I think. Or maybe the 2980, I'm not sure. But it's a monodam 10 meter radio. However, at max wattage, it'll do 80 watts. Cutting the Dayton thing, is Dayton on getting that radio for a mobile rig, or just sucking it up and trying to get a Yaesu SPX 400DM, or SDM 400DX, I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's a dual band radio, but it has a touch screen, the face is detachable, I think it'll do 50 watts maximum, and it can do cross band repeat, ATRS, and if you're driving, it has a Bluetooth feature where you don't have to use your hand mic.
I'm looking at that FT2900 now on the web.
So far.
Production, I don't see a price on it.
I'm looking at something called the 2980. It may be what that one is. KA5WLL, KA5WLL, KA4WWZ. Okay, that good.
Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. I got some work to do here, so I'm clearing.
Did you find the radio, or did you not have any luck?
No, I didn't find it.
Contact info is on Q100Z, right? Sunny Grease, Greg. Nice talking to you, KO4WWZ listening.
Too. I have a hearing problem from Vietnam, so I don't always get all the English. This is KO4WTQ, clear.
Roger that, and thank you very much for your service to our country. Thank you. CQ, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu.
This is Kilo Juliet 7, Mike Echo Bravo Elizabeth checking in.
This is KO from WWZ. Good evening, Elizabeth. Were you one of the stations on Facebook that wanted to check in the net?
I did see your posting on Facebook. I did not post a reply there. I just thought I'd check in here and say hello. I liked what you were doing. Back to net control.
There's no net right now. There's no net right now. The net's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, and I appreciate that. Although it was not my idea, it was the idea of other great members. I'm just a person trying to help them reach their goal. The net's not happening right now. Depending on your location, it may be a different time zone for you. But the net on this repeater starts at 9 p.m. tonight, and we would love to have you check in. Thank you for contacting me. I appreciate that, and thank you for hopping on Echo Link. Sorry it wasn't the right time, but if you come back in about 2 or 3 hours at 9 p.m., we'll be more than glad. The net controller tonight will be, I think it'll be, so come back on Echo Link tonight at 9 and check in with Wendy.
Very good. Thanks for that info. I am definitely a few time zones away. My dad's in your time zone, so I might ask him to join us, and we will join you in a couple hours. This is Kilo Juliet 7, Mike Echo Bravo, and clear.
Greetings, and looking forward to hearing you. CQ, CQ, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Whiskey Zulu, that's KO4WWZ. Any station that would like to have a Q show, please call KO4WWZ. CQ, CQ, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Whiskey Zulu. Any station that would like to have a Q show, please call KO4WWZ.
B4CBA Mobile.
KD4CBA, KO4WWZ. Well, good afternoon, Dave. How's your day been?
It's been pretty good. I'm kind of wore out. I've been playing tennis for the last hour and a half, and this hot sun, it's, I've gotten a good workout, I tell you.
Roger that. Well, Dave, I'm heading home from work, and I'm tired, too. And I've been in the hot sun all day, so I know how you feel. However, I urge you to be careful, because it looks like I'm driving back in, back home in a daggone thunderstorm. Like, I was just driving out of the blue, I see this big giant, big old black cloud right in front of my face. I'm hoping it ain't a severe one.
I can see some kind of over to the north where I am. The rest of them are just white, fluffy clouds. And right now they're blocking the sun, which is good because it makes it nice and cool. You know, shading you from the sun, because I tell you, when that sun's shining, beating down on you, and there's no wind blowing, it really is hot out there on the court.
Hey, keep looking. Those clouds are blocking the sun. Just to the north, right behind those clouds, is the storm. Behind it. Can you see the storm yet?
Negative. I guess I'm just not close up to it, but I'm looking over. Can't tell if that's rain or the sun shining it through the clouds there. It's hard to tell.
I mean, you're seeing the same thing I am. You probably got it blocked to you, the rest of it. I tell you what, you want to QSY to Sky 1 just in case something is going on? Go ahead, station.
Oh, you want the rain? Come to Etowah. We've got torrential rain here.
Are you one of the stations on Facebook that wanted to check in tonight?
Say again?
Are you one of the stations that I said I'd give the list to the net controllers for you to check in tonight?
Negative. I was out most of the day. Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, and in Etowah, it's really raining hard. Had the door open to let the air go through. The house had to close because the rain started to come in.
Oh, roger that. Well, I think that's where these storms are coming from. It is on right. They're going to pack a punch. Guys, let me go ahead and cue that fly to K908. Dave, if you want to join me, come on with me. KO4WWZ, clearing QSY to Scotland.
I was going to say I'm 6-1 for the time being, and do you have a good evening, and I hope nobody gets any real bad weather.
WWZ back on frequency. There's no Skyhorn net going on, so I'm thinking it's okay. Oh, wow. That's pretty.
Calling me, Chandler.
Yeah, I went to Star One. There's no net occurring, so I'm thinking it's nothing too serious.
good to hear. I mean, yeah, we need rain, but we don't want any bad storms or anything. No rotating clouds. Oh, man, it's amazing how they can look at the Doppler radar and see that rotation. And they can just about predict or at least warn you about, looking out for a tornado.
Oh, I know how to interpret that for radar. I learned that when I saw one flying class. Let me tell you, I love Dr. Radar and I love meteorology.
Maybe you need to become a meteorologist then.
with what money and all of those classes and college I'd have to take, my head would explode.
Forecast the weather in the summertime, it's going to be hot, partly cloudy, and with a chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms.
But you know what else is funny in the springtime? It's always going to be hot, warm, nutty, or it's going to be a tornado on the ground coming towards the house. It's in time to come in.
But it was just for a second. I don't know who that was.
I was trying to do some pauses in between our transmissions. Maybe they're trying to get where they can talk and they're trying to set up the station they can talk to.
This is KB4CPA Mobile. Boy, I tell you, I sound like I'm losing my voice here. My throat is so dry. I guess I need to drink some more water, but I've got a 2-quart a thermos thing over here full of ice and water, so I got some nice ice cold water to drink while I'm out on the courts.
There's a spell for WWZ. I don't know what's happening, but your signal is breaking up and
In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out of the repeater. I can't, I know you're talking, but I can't make out everything you're saying. I was kind of down in a hole back there on Edward Road, so that might have been it. No telling, but you should be able to copy me better now.
Yeah, so let me tell you, I'm so into meteorology, I can tell you if I do the right kind of research and I look at the right kind of models and maps, I can tell you what I think is going to do, and I can interpret radar when there is storms in there, and most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, I'm usually correct about what I'm telling. You know, we can forecast the weather,
but, you know, God's really the weatherman, so he's really the only one that knows what's going to happen.
That's true. I'm going to tell you something. These storm clouds, I don't know what it is today, but they are beautiful, really beautiful. I don't know if you can see them yet, but if you can, I mean, you have to agree with me. Well, God's making these clouds look like the day. I mean, that's absolutely stunning.
It's the weather.
Who is that?
Hey.
Mr. Reed, good evening, sir. Have I talked to you before? My name is Sam, calling Hotel Alpha November, and you're on with KB4CDA and KO4WWZ.
Yeah, I can forecast the weather. I got my rock hanging outside, and if it's wet, it's raining. If it's hot, it's sunny. If it's moving around, we got a storm coming.
Wrong,
you've had a hurricane. Just a simple...
I had designated it my home, PPH. So I will go ahead and say 7-3. And Dave, I hope to have you check on the net tonight. We need all the check-ins we can get. If you can spread the word and see if you can get some people to check in. We're trying to reach a goal of 100 check-ins in honor of all the silent trees. So the formerly members of this group that are no longer with us.
Well, if I'm up and awake, I'll, I may have fallen asleep on the couch or something by then, who knows?
Trust me, that, if you can check in, with us too, that would be great. Maybe you can invite some of your ham friends to check in with us tonight as well. The net starts at 9 p.m., and, it'll go as long as it needs to reach 100 check-ins. So hopefully we'll reach that goal tonight. But 7-3 to you and Dave, and I'll talk to y'all later on down the line. 7-3 and God bless y'all.
Go room at 9, I'll check in. Well, y'all have a good evening, and I've got to punch out of here too. I'm sitting in the garage. 73's KP4 CPA, clear.